Oh, I'm no time, no. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
For those of you hearing us, once again we like to say,
you are
hearing this from Bible Pattern Church.
Bible Pattern.
Iju.
Ti Iju.
We are opening this place
and
of worship
ibi fun jijosin
this week by the grace of God.
Ni ose yi nipa ore ofe Olorun.
Tonight,
lasale yi,
we will pray.
A o gbadura.
Yes, I will read one or two passages of the Bible.
Mo ka ese bibeli bi meji si meta.
But the main thing we want to do tonight is to pray.
Pataki ti a ma se lasale ni lati gbadura.
Tomorrow,
ola,
we will preach.
A waasu.
We just give you a sample.
Mo kan fi apere fun yin
of what we preach.
Onti a n waasu
in Bible Pattern Church.
Ninu ijo wa.
Next tomorrow,
ni otun la,
we will conclude the revival.
A o si apari, a si pari isoji.
Then on Sunday morning,
ni ojo Oluwa laaro,
we have the opening proper.
Ani sisi ile ijosin lona tara.
And we would like you to be part of all of this.
A si fe ki o kopa ninu gbogbo ele.
God will be blessing you.
Olorun ma ma abukun fun o.
In a very special way,
lona akanse,
under the program,
labe ipade,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ni oruko Jesu Christi.
So wherever you are hearing my voice,
ni bikibi ti o ba tin gbo omi,
I want to suggest that you should please come close.
Mo fe ro pe ko jowo sumo tosi.
In the next 45 minutes or thereabout,
laarin bi iseju 15,
we will be saying the last amen for tonight.
A o ma mo gbogbo wa si idanuduro
by the grace of God.
Nipa ore ofe
Olorun. Like I've said,
gbere mo ti so,
what we are doing tonight is to pray.
Ohun ti a se lasale ni lati gbadura.
Tomorrow we will be preaching.
Ola a ma waasu.
I'll be concluding on Saturday.
A o si ma se asepari ni ojo
Abata. The opening proper,
sugbon sisi ile ijosin lona
tara, come on Sunday morning.
Ojo Oluwa lo ma je laaro.
Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
Eje ka gbadura.
There is none like you.
Ko si eni to dabi re.
Lord of lords.
Olorun awon Olorun.
King of kings.
Oba awon Oba.
Everlasting Father.
Olorun aye raye.
Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God.
Eni to mo gbogbo.
The almighty God.
Olorun alagbara.
We give you glory.
A fi ogo fun
yin. Honor.
Ola.
And adoration.
A fi igbega.
For making this place available.
Fi mumu ki bi ko wa ni arowo.
For the propagation of the gospel.
Fun ipolongo irere.
The proclamation of the word of God.
Ipolongo oro Olorun.
The deliverance of people and the destruction of the work of the devil. Thank you, O Lord, for everything you did to provide this place, to build this place, and to bring about the program of tonight. Thank you for everyone who contributed in whatever way they contributed. Thank you, Lord, for their lives, for their works, for the graces you granted them. Thank you so much for all the members of the church, the pastor, his wife, his children, his co-workers, all the ministers, all the workers, and the members in general. Thank you for the support you use them to give. Thank you for the provisions of money, material, manpower. Thank you so much for the people of this community that did not reject us when they saw us approaching. As we are walking here, they've been very friendly, very cooperative. We thank you, Lord, since we came. Nothing evil has happened, and no evil will happen. We thank you for making it possible for us to hold the first fellowship in this center today. What a glorious God you are. What a wonderful God you are. What a reliable God you are. We give you honor. We give you adoration. We exalt your holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. Father,
Baba,
I commit everything we'll be doing in this house, starting from today. All the days will be here to your hands. Be the chairman, be the controller, be the director. Cause your will alone to be done, and that of the devil to be defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause your spirit to lead us, cause your spirit to guide us, cause him to help us in all ways in the name of Jesus. I decree that no evil will happen in this place. No calamity will happen in this place. Only goodness and mercy will experience in this place all the day long in the name of Jesus Christ. For those who will be coming here to fellowship, to worship, to serve you, you will be visiting them with your blessings, with your miracles, with your goodness, with your favor, with your support in the name of Jesus Christ. The sick will come here sick, and they will be healed. Sinners will come here, they will be forgiven. Problems will be brought here, they will be taken care of. Any attempt of Satan to visit this place will be a failure. Thank you, Father. The coming of this church to this community will be a blessing to every street, every house, every family, every person, every child in this community. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we will be praying tonight, oh Lord, cause our voices to be heard at the throne of grace, and cause your blessings to be released not only upon us here, but upon the whole of this community. Let it be seen that the light of Jesus Christ has come again to this area. The peace of Jesus Christ, the joy of Jesus Christ, the prosperity of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Another good amen.
Amen.
Like I've said, the main thing we are doing tonight is to pray. If you can still come here, make haste and join us. But if for any reason you can't come, I want to suggest that you be part of the program wherever you are. When I call the prayer point, where you are, you can join us in praying to God. And the same God that is meeting us here will meet you there in the name of Jesus Christ. Before starting the prayer, I'd like to talk quickly about the place of the church in a community. The place of the church in a community. Any community that has the opportunity of having a church is having an institution of God from where goodness will flow, from where the truth will flow, from where the light will shine, and the blessings of God will flow. Jesus talking about the church, Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, he says, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. The church of Jesus Christ started after Jesus died on the cross. It was actually an institution of God where he planned to transform the lives of men, to hear the prayers of his people, to bless people of the world. In the book of Timothy, we are told that the church is a grand, or rather is the pillar and the ground of the truth. In the church of God, a lot of problems are taken care of. Situations are brought under control. When there is a true church in a community, the light of God is in that community. The truth of God will be propagated in that community. In that community, you have a house of prayer.
ninu iru adugbo be o ni ile adura,
a place of solution,
nibi ona abayo tin
gbe, where people can go to meet their God,
nibi ti awon eyan le lo lati ba
olorun pade, where people can go to report the devil,
nibi ti awon eyan le lo lati fi
ejo esisun, where people can go to receive counsel,
nibi ti awon eyan lo lo ti won ti le gba,
where people can go,
nibi ti awon eyan le lo
to get their problem solved,
lati le mu ki isoro won di ko di yanju.
Unfortunately,
nini ona tara,
the devil is also having his own churches,
esu na si ni awon ijo ti re,
and is using this to create confusion for people in the world.
O si lo eleyi lati da iye meji sile fun awon eniyan ninu
aye, because of the activities of the churches of Satan,
nitori ise ijo esu,
a lot of people are confused,
awon eniyan miran ti si emeji,
about what the church is,
nipa kini ijo,
about the program of the church,
nipa eto ijo,
about the place of the church,
ati nipa ibi ijo,
about the importance of the church,
baba nipa ise pataki
ijo, about the role of the church,
nipa ti se oju na ijo,
and about the side they are expected to turn to the church,
ati nipa iha ti are ti ki won ko si
ijo. Some people have attempted,
awon elomiran ti gbiyanju,
to seek God,
lati wa olorun,
in some of the institutions of Satan,
lara awon ile ise esu,
camouflage as churches.
Eta ari gege bi ijo.
And they met disappointment.
Won si ba ijakule pade.
They met failure.
Won ba ikuna pade.
They met defeat.
Won ba ikuna pade.
And because of that,
ati nitori eleyi,
they concluded,
won wa pari re,
that all churches are the same.
Bakan na ni won ri.
I come to say to you,
mo wa lati so fun o,
that churches are not the same.
Pe awon ijo ki se bakan na.
Even in the Bible days,
ni akoko bibeli pelu,
Jesus talk about some people,
Jesus so nipa awon eyan
kan, who call themselves Jews,
àwọn tí wọ́n pera wọn ní Jew,
but they were synagogues of Satan.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n jẹ́ ìgbọ̀ngàn Jesus.
And all over the world today,
àti ní gbogbo ayé lónìí,
there are satanic establishments.
Ilé iṣẹ́ èṣù ó pọ̀
káàkiri. There are satanic institutions.
Ilé iṣẹ́ èṣù ó
pẹ̀ káàkiri. There are satanic workshops.
Ilé iṣẹ́ èṣù ó pẹ̀ káàkiri.
That are called churches.
Léyìn tí a ń pè ní ìjọ
Ọlọ́run. If you have visited such a place,
tí o bá dìde rú ibí irú,
and you have experienced what the devil could do,
tí o sì ní ìrírí ohun tí èṣù lè ṣe,
or what the agents of the devil could do,
àbí ohun tí àwọn alábàáṣiṣẹ́pọ̀ rẹ̀ lè ṣe,
I'd like to tell you,
mo fẹ́ láti sọ fún ọ,
you have not reached the last bus stop.
Pé o tí ì dé ibùsọ̀
tó gbẹ̀yìn. You have to take a step further.
Ó yẹ fún ọ láti tó gbé ìgbésẹ̀.
By the time you enter into a true church,
nígbà tí o bá wọnú ìjọ tòótọ́,
you will see light,
wà á rí ìmọ́lẹ̀,
that will bring illumination,
èyí yóò,
you will see truth,
wà á rí òtítọ́,
that will bring understanding,
èyí yóò fún ọ ní ìmòye,
you will see power,
wà á rí agbára,
that will bring miracle,
èyí yóò mú iṣẹ́ ìyanu
wá, when you enter into a true church,
nígbà tí o bá wọnú ìjọ tòótọ́,
you will receive counsel,
wà á rí ìgbàníyànjú,
that will assist you,
èyí tí ó lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́,
to live your life,
láti gbé ìgbé ayé rẹ ní ọ̀nà tó tọ́,
you have the understanding,
wà á ní ìmòye,
of the way of God,
ọ̀nà Ọlọ́run,
that you be able to enjoy,
wà á lè wá gbádùn,
the joy of God,
ayọ̀ Ọlọ́run,
the peace of God,
àlàáfíà Ọlọ́run,
the love of God,
ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run,
the graces of God,
oore ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run,
the power of God,
agbára Ọlọ́run,
the protection of God,
ààbò Ọlọ́run,
and the provision of God,
àti ìpèsè Ọlọ́run.
I like to say to you,
mo fẹ́ sọ fún ọ,
if you have tried,
ṣé tí o bá ti gbìyànjú,
to be a part of a church before,
láti jẹ́ ara ìjọ tẹ́lẹ̀,
and you were disappointed,
tí o sì rí ìjákulẹ̀,
I want to say to you,
mo fẹ́ sọ fún ọ,
that is not the end of the story,
pé èyí kì í ṣe òpin ọ̀rọ̀
náà, there are true churches of Jesus Christ,
àwọn ìjọ Jésù tòótọ́
sí, all over the world,
ní gbogbo ayé lónìí,
where the true will of God,
níbi tí ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run tòótọ́ tó ti ní
sísè, Bible Pattern Church,
ìjọ tiwa yìí,
a branch of which we are opening in this area this time,
ẹ̀ka èyí tí a ń sí ìkan nínú rẹ̀ lónìí,
is one of such churches,
ó jẹ́ ara irú ìjọ òtítọ́
bẹ́ẹ̀. Let me say to you quickly,
jẹ́ kí n sọ fún ọ kankan,
that this church started,
pé ìjọ yìí bẹ̀rẹ̀,
in 1983,
níní ọdún 1983,
somewhere in the then Ondo State,
ní ibì kan ní ìgbà yẹn ní Ondo State,
now called Ekiti State,
ibi tí a ń pè ní Ekiti State lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́,
Ikọ̀lẹ́ Ekiti precisely,
Ikọ̀lẹ́ Ekiti gangan,
the headquarters of the church,
olú ìjọ yìí,
was moved to Lagos,
a gbé wá sí Èkó,
in 1988,
ní 1988,
and we started worship,
a sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìjọsìn,
at a place called Okeira,
níbi tí a pè ní Okeira,
in Ogba area,
ní àdúgbò Ogba,
number one, Olaniyan Street,
ilé àkọ́kọ́ ní òpópónà Olaniyan,
and today,
lónìí,
we have our headquarters,
a ní olú ilé ìjọsìn wa,
at a place called Karaoli Estate,
níbi tí a pè ní Karaoli Estate,
end of Adewale Adegun Avenue,
ní òpin ọ̀nà Adewale Adegun,
Karaoli Estate is like Jerusalem,
Karaoli,
I mean the church at Karaoli Estate,
ìjọ yìí nínú Karaoli ó dàbí Jerusalem,
Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains,
Jerusalem òkè ló yí ká,
Bible Pattern Church Karaoli is surrounded by mountains,
ìjọ wa ní Karaoli òkè yípo
rẹ̀, so you have the mountain called Karaoli Estate,
a ní òkè tí a pè ní Karaoli
Estate, you have another one called Obawole,
a ní ibì kan tí a pè ní Obawole,
you have Sogbade, Solanke, Oladire, Ire, Harmony. They are all mountains surrounding Bible Pattern Church. Just like mountains surrounds
Jerusalem.
And it's from there we move from location to location. Today, by the grace of God, we have some branches in some states of Nigeria. We have in Abuja. We have in Ado Ekiti. We have in Akure. We have in Benin City. And some other states of Nigeria. And in Lagos area here, we have some branches. Like in Matogun, where we have three branches. Like in Olambe, where we have two branches. We have in a place they call
Koye.
We are trying to start one at a place they call Onibudo. We are building a house like that there. Like this one there, right now. We have in a place they call Ijoko Abuleoko. Where again? In Ajangboju, Akute, Oshodi, Korodu, Ijagba. We have some branches all around. We have very few branches outside Nigeria. This one has been existing for years in the Jew area here. We were formerly at Ayo. Adeleye Street, very close to Chaga bus stop. But we've been using a rented place there. But by the grace of God, though small, this one is our house. So we have come to stay here. And from here, God is great. We move around the whole of this area to propagate the gospel. If you meet anyone that has come in contact with Bible Pattern Church, whether he is a member of the church or just a neighbor of the church, he will tell you that Bible Pattern Church is a church of God. By the grace of God, we have our peculiarities. We believe in love. Loving everybody. No, we don't join people in sinning. We don't compromise. We stand for the truth. We stand for righteousness. We stand for holiness. Nevertheless, we love all men. So we don't see our neighbors as our enemies. No. Even when they belong to other religions, we believe only in Jesus. Nevertheless, we don't see people of other religion as our enemies. You want to bring somebody to Jesus, the greatest weapon is love. If you use hatred, you will never bring them. And therefore, the pagan, the people of other religion, we love all of them. In Bible Pattern Church, we don't curse at all. We don't curse. So we don't curse. And we know you can't curse us. We only bless. And God answers our prayer in this church. Testimonies abound. We hear testimonies all the time. We believe in Jesus. If you are close to this area, I want to suggest that you can come here and worship the true God. You will soon discover there is a church where they don't quarrel, where they don't fight, where they don't curse, where they don't hate, where they only love and bless among ourselves and even within the neighborhood where we are. And by the grace of God, this will not be an exception. Because in all branches of Bible Pattern Church, we do the same thing. We sing the same song. We preach the same message. We do the same study. We worship the same way. No division among us at all. Which means, if you attend Bible Pattern Church in Okearo, And you move from there.
Ti o si kuro nibe.
Attend Bible Pattern Church.
Ti o njo sin inu
ile. Ikorodu.
Ni Ikorodu.
Or you find yourself at Ijebu-Ode.
Tabi o bara re ni Ijebu-Ode.
Or are you at Ibadan?
Tabi o wa ni ilu Ibadan.
You will discover.
Wa kiyesi pe
it is the same thing.
O kan na.
Everywhere.
Nibi gbogbo ni.
By the grace of God.
Nipa ore ofe Olorun.
You see, you have a part to play.
O ni ipa lati ko.
In the church of God.
Ninu ijo Olorun.
The church is the workshop of the Holy Ghost.
Ijo je ile ise mi mimo.
Where he regenerates, he reforms, he transforms, and blesses the lives of men. If you have any problem in your family, when you are a part of the church, you receive not only prayer,
wa gba ki se adura nikan,
not only good example,
ki se apere rere nikan,
you receive counsel,
wa gba igba niyanju,
and it will really help you.
Yo si ran o lowo.
You say about your business,
pe ni pa ise ojo re bi.
In Bible Pattern Church,
ninu ijo yi,
we have special programs,
ani akanse ipade,
for different categories of people,
fun egbe jegbe awon eniyan,
very meaningful special programs for children,
ipa akanse ipade fun awon
owewe, very meaningful special program for teenagers,
akanse ipade to nitumo fun
awon odo, very meaningful special program for youths.
Fun awon eti se odo
langba, we deal with the issue of marriage very seriously,
and dojuko ona igbeyawo lona tara,
and though we are very strict,
bo tile je pe a nlo tara,
about making sure people comply with the Bible,
nipa ri pe awon eyan gba pelu bibeli,
we do weddings by the grace of God.
Se awon igbeyawo pupo
lo, last Saturday we were doing one at Ibadan,
ojo Saturday to koja a nse kan ni
Ibadan, by the grace of God at Karaole SA, this Saturday we be doing another wedding. Nipa
ojofe Olorun ni ti se Karaole ni ojo Saturday
before coming here for the revival.
Ko to di pe a ma wa sibi
lo, and next Saturday Jesus tarries,
ati ti Saturday to nbo
ti Jesus ba fa ni another one at Oshodi,
a ma se miran ni Oshodi,
and many other ones are lined up,
ati opolopo lo wa loju ona
for this year,
fun odun yi.
There is one for February,
ikan wa fun osu
keji, there's another one for April,
mi kan wa fun ti se osu,
we do marriages,
a n se awon igbeyawo,
we also have special program for families,
ati to ni awon akanse ipade fun idile,
where we bring only husbands and wives together.
Nibi ti o je pe a mu oko ati iyawo.
We don't allow youth and children to attend.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni, a kì í gba ọmọ kékeré tàbí ọ̀dọ́ láyè láti
fara hàn. Deal with the real issues in the family.
Kí a bàa lè dojú tó àwọn ìtí ṣe.
And there is no gray area.
Ati a o si ko si ni
aliko. In such a meeting,
niru ipade bẹ.
We talk about money.
À ń sọ nípa owó.
We talk about family.
À ń sọ nípa ìdílé.
We talk about food.
À ń sọ nípa oúnjẹ.
We talk about sex.
À ń sọ nípa ìbálò.
We talk about so many other things, and this is why we experience peace
in our
families by the grace of God. If you attend Bible Pattern Church, you will soon discover that God is highly interested in the well-being of man. Everything pertaining to your life is important to him. We have special programs for salary
earners,
not to collect their money. We have special programs for artisans, where we discuss how you do your job with faithfulness, with honesty, how you deliver punctually, and through that attract good customers to yourself. We have program for businessmen and women. We have special program for traders. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Last Saturday, was it last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, we had special program for landlords, those who are currently owning houses, properties, those who are will be landlords, those who have bought land and are building houses, and caretakers of landed properties, where we discuss about peace in the family, how to relate with their occupants of the houses, and how to relate with their neighbors, so that there will be peace. Bible Pattern Church is a church established by God to take care of the life of men in totality. Everything about your life. Every month, we have special program for the elderly, where we bring aged people together and talk to them about to live their later lives, how to have peace of mind, how to take care of their bodies. We do BP check. Sometimes we check their glucose level to make sure that they are in good condition. We don't only pray for them, we counsel them, we minister to them, and God is always with us.
The
Bible pattern church every week. We have Bible study. When we go deep into the Bible to dig out the truth of the Bible. Currently at the headquarters, we are studying about the major miracles of the Old Testament. The last study we dropped before then was about death, burial, intermediate stage, resurrection and related issues. Before then, we have studied about money, riches, and the good things of life. And that is how we study in every location of Bible Pattern Church. We have special miracle program every blessed week. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like this morning, at the headquarters, we had Hour of Miracle, a program that lasts for just 1.5 hours. We often listen to testimonies. We say our prayers and we hear the word of God. The sermon we had this morning was actually about prayer. What prayer did in the past. We looked at the example of Moses,
Hezekiah,
Anna, so many other Bible characters. What prayer did for them in the past. Bible Pattern Church is a serious church where we handle the issue of serving God with all seriousness. For example, the whole of January, in Bible Pattern Church, we are fasting till 1 o'clock every blessed day, covering the whole month. Apart from the fact that 3 days are set apart in the year, in the month, to do full fasting that will last for the whole day. Every month, we have special programs for special group of people. Only last Sunday, we had it. Teenager summit and the children's summit under which we discuss about their lives, about their future. The last teenager summit, the one done last Sunday, we actually discuss about you and your parents. And we told them how to relate with their parents. One very important issue that was discussed under the last teenager summit last Sunday was that you don't wait until you become a big man before you begin to bless your parents. Even when you are still collecting from your parents, let them eat the fruit of their labor. When they send you to school, send you school fees, send you pocket money, pay your house rent. When you are returning from school, nothing stops you from buying a bottle of granite, one or two apples. When you get back home and say, "Mama, take this one," you are still going to collect money from mama when you are going back to school. But your mother will be happy that he has a caring child. And when you build yourself up like that, you can be future. Your future and the future of your parents is guaranteed. In Bible Pattern Church, we don't joke with children. We actually develop them. We teach them how to do what we are doing. And we correct them wisely. And we teach parents how to take care of their children. We teach children how to take care of their parents. We don't believe that your parents should be hated. Maybe you suspect her of witchcraft. Then you now curse your parents and wish your parents here. Knowing that whatever you sow to your parents, you will reap from your children. So we teach how to relate with your parents. Even when your parents are not as good as you think they should be, even when you think they are having some things against you, there is still a way you can love them, pray for them, and expect God to help you. When There are so many things to say. All of them cannot be said tonight. I'm only saying that the church that has come to this community is not just one of the churches. It's a church of Jesus Christ where the work of God is done in it. And it's not going to take long time. By the time you spend 2 months in Bible Pattern Church, you will be able to say without any doubt that you have found a true church of God. Bible Pattern Church. We don't have any dugba anywhere. We don't bury anything
on
the altar or in front of the house. We don't even use water. Not even oil. So we don't use anything apart from the name of Jesus. But the name of Jesus in Bible Pattern Church is powerful. It's wonderful. It's great. It's glorious. It's beneficial. It's supporting. It's protecting. The name of Jesus is powerful in Bible Pattern Church. It went so well. Somebody said, God is great in Bible Pattern Church. This year, how many testimonies have I had? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A brother was trying to minister to an elderly woman. The woman is too old. She can't be going out. In case you don't know, Bible Pattern Church has a program for people that can come to church and those who cannot come to church. There is a program we call WOSA. The full meaning is worship outside the sanctuary. If you are sick and because of sickness you cannot come to church, all you need to do is to pick your phone and call the people in charge. I can't come to church today because I am sick. We'll send a minister. We'll bring the church to your house. If you are sick for 3 weeks, 1 month, they will keep on coming every week until you are whole and you are able to come back to church. And for those who are too old, who cannot come to church at all, we establish a church in their house, and every week somebody will be coming there to minister, to minister, to minister, until that fellow actually breathe the last breath. There is an old woman in a mortuary. She's not even buried yet. We did WOSA for her until she died. Some of you don't know. Somebody died last week. A very aged... is it last week or late this week? It's this week. Very aged woman. And we have been going there to pray for her. To pray to her. They told us early this week that she has gone. We know for sure she has gone to the Lord. If you have an aged person that is too old to go out, don't just abandon her. Call Bible Pattern Church. Every Sunday, a pastor, a minister will come there to pray with her, to sing with her, to share the word of God with her. And that is how we will be doing it every week until maybe she's strong again. She can come to church, or she goes to the great beyond. Bible Pattern Church is a very serious church, and we handle our business with all seriousness, and we take care of the totality of the life of man, the physical life, the spiritual life, the emotional life, the domestic life, the business life, all areas of life. So if you are a member of Bible Pattern Church, you can be sure that as long as you cooperate, you will be at the center of the will of God. Because we open the Bible, we show you. See it yourself. We don't make you our customer. No. You will see how to relate with God. Are you able to say, Abba Father? The system of collecting money in Bible Pattern is different from how it is done in churches. Many of the churches of today have been turned to collection centers, to the extent that some people are even afraid to go to church because they won't have money to give. Yes, we collect money. We spend money. This fan is blowing because of money.
tori owo ni.
This bulb
iná tó tan
yìí supply illumination
tó tan ìmọ́lẹ̀
because of money
tori owo ni.
This place is looking good.
Ibi yìí ó dùn wò.
Is it looking good?
Ṣó dùn wò.
Just turn and look round.
Ìwọ yìí kókó wò yìí po.
I think somebody will bless those who made this place to be looking good.
Ẹnìkan kò kún àwọn tí Ọlọ́run sọ wípé kí wọ́n ṣe bí yìí.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's looking good because some people release their money.
Wọ́n fowó wọn sílẹ̀.
But do you know what?
Njó mọ nǹkan.
Bible pattern church.
Ìjọwa.
Don't ask for money.
Kì í béèrè fún owó.
From anybody.
Látọ̀dọ̀ ẹnikẹ́ni.
That is not our member.
Èyí tí kì í sọmọ ìjọ.
We don't ask for monetary donation.
A kì í béèrè fún ìdáwó.
From anybody.
Látọ̀wọ́ ẹnikẹ́ni.
That is not member of our church.
Kì í sọmọ ìjọwa.
So you won't see Bible pattern church envelope.
O lè rí àpò ìjọ yìí.
Anywhere.
Níbikíbi.
And you won't see where it is written.
O sì ríbi tí a ti
lọ. Donation is thankfully received.
Ìdáwó à ń gbà
coming from Bible pattern church you will not see.
Tó jáde látinú ìjọ
òní. So if you are a member of Bible pattern.
Tó o bá jẹ́ ọmọ ìjọ yìí.
And your husband is not a member.
Tí yóò ọkọ rẹ kì í sì sí ọmọ ìjọ.
We will not send you to go and collect money from your husband.
A ò ní ràn ọ́ lọ́sọ́dọ̀ ọkọ rẹ láti gbowó.
And we will not have any program.
A sì ní ní ìpàdé
kankan. Where we ask your husband to come.
Níbi tí a sọ pé kọkọ rẹ wá.
And donate money.
Kí o wá dáwó.
In Bible pattern church.
Nínú ìjọ yìí.
We don't levy ourselves.
A kì í yan bu owó fúnra wa.
We don't say men 10 naira, women 5 naira.
A sọ pé ọkùnrin 10 naira, obìnrin 5 naira, rárá.
All offering, all donation is voluntary.
Ó jẹ́ èyítẹ́ àyàn.
We pay our tithe.
À ń san ìdá mẹ́wàá.
But it's not something you go to give to somebody.
Kì í ṣe nǹkan tó máa lọ fún
ẹ. Who will be asking you question about it?
A máa bèrè ìbéèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ nípa rẹ.
You do it voluntarily.
Wàá ṣe pẹ̀lú mímọ̀ ọ̀ṣẹ́.
It's between you and your God.
Ó jẹ́
we give offering.
A máa ń fọrẹ sílẹ̀.
When we are closing this evening.
Nígbà tí a bá parí
lásán. We'll be collecting offering.
A lè gba ọrẹ.
You will see the way we do it.
Wàá rí bí a ṣe ń ṣe.
You bring it out.
Wàá mu jáde.
It is blessed.
Ó jẹ́ ìbùkún.
Then you drop it.
Wàá wá fi sílẹ̀.
Nobody knows what you draw.
Kò sẹ́ni tó mọ tó mú sílẹ̀.
And nobody is going to use any trick.
Kò sẹ́ni tó sì máa lu ọgbọ́n.
Or any wayo.
Àbí ọ̀nà àlùmọ̀kọ́rọ́
yìí. To collect money from you.
Láti gbowó lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
We don't prophesy for money.
A kì í sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ fún owó.
We don't preach for money.
A kì í wàásù fún owó.
We don't pray for money.
A kì í gbàdúrà nítorí owó.
A ìgbowó àdúrà.
Àkìgbowó àdúrà.
Somebody was with me in the church yesterday night.
Ẹnìkan wà pẹ̀lú wọn lásàálẹ̀ àná nínú ìjọ.
The mother of the man.
Ìyá ọkùnrin yìí.
That is going to wed on Saturday.
Ẹni tó máa ṣègbéyàwó lọ́tunla.
The bride.
Ìyàwó.
Is a member of Bible Pattern Church.
Ó jẹ́ ọmọ ìjọ.
But the man.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọkùnrin.
Is a member of another church.
Ó jẹ́ ọmọ ìjọ mìíràn.
So the mother of the man.
Ìyá ọkọ.
Came last night.
Ó wá wá lásàálẹ̀ àná.
Met me.
Ó bá wọn.
We sat down.
Wọ́n jọ jókòó.
We greeted.
Wọ́n jọ kíra.
She said, oh.
Ó sọ pé.
I have been to this place before.
Mo ti dé ibi yìí tẹ́lẹ̀.
But I didn't come to fellowship.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo wá láti jọ́sìn.
I came to look for something.
Mo wá láti wá nǹkan ni.
And I met you that day.
Mo sì bá ọ lọ́jọ́
yẹn. And you said they should give me your literature.
Ó sì sọ pé kán fún mi ní ìwé kíkà.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ẹ káàbọ̀ o.
He said, my son is the one wedding here.
Ọmọ mi, òun ló ń ṣègbéyàwó
mi. On Saturday.
Lọ́tọ́jọ́
Saturday. I come to ask.
Mo fẹ́ béèrè.
What is the demand of the church?
Láti inú ìjọ yín.
That was yesterday.
Àná lè yẹn o.
I said, what do you mean by demand?
Mo sọ pé kí ni tá a fẹ́ gbà bí báwo.
He said, what about the rice for ushers?
Rice àwọn amúnijókò ńkọ.
Choristers.
Àwọn akọrin.
Ministers.
Àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Pastor.
Tolùsọ àgùntàn.
I said in Bible pattern church.
Mo sọ pé nínú ìjọ tiwa.
If you bring rice.
Tó o bá mú rice wá.
You serve everybody.
Gbogbo èèyàn wà á pín fún o.
If you don't bring rice.
Tó o bá gbé rice wá.
You do your wedding and go.
Wàá ṣègbéyàwó rẹ wàá lọ.
Bible pattern church don't demand nothing.
Ìjọ yìí kì í béèrè ohunkóhun lọ́wọ́ ẹnikẹ́ni.
She couldn't understand.
Kò yé ẹni yìí.
She is a Christian.
Ó jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́.
A member of another church.
Ìjọ
ìjọ
mìíràn ni
the choir that
will
said I know.
Mo sọ pé mo mọ̀.
He said the usher.
Ó sọ pé àwọn amúnijókò ńkọ́ mo ní mo mọ̀.
He said what about pastor.
Ó sọ pé àwọn olùsọ àgùntàn wá ń kọ́.
If we bring rice to your ńkọ.
Tó o bá gbé.
How are you sure I'm going to eat the rice.
Báwo ló ṣe máa dán ọ lójú bóyá máa tilẹ̀ jẹ́ nù rẹ̀.
Abi how many times does a man eat per day?
Ìgbà mélòó lọkùnrin lèèyàn
jẹun lójúmọ́. You know the time I will eat.
O mọ̀ ìgbà tí màá jẹun ni.
If you are bringing food.
Mo sọ pé tó o bá kó oúnjẹ wá.
That is your decision.
O ìpinnu ti ẹni
wà á pín fún
gbogbo ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá fẹ́.
But this church is not demanding envelope.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìjọ yìí kò béèrè
fún àpò
ìwé látọ̀dọ̀.
Cooler of rice for anybody.
Fún ẹnikẹ́ni.
That's the policy of Bible Church.
Ìṣe tiwa nìyẹn.
I know somebody will hear and say.
Ó mọ̀ kẹ́nìkà agbá wí pé.
Too sweet.
Ó mọ̀
dùn.
Kò lè jẹ́
òótọ́. Come in here.
Ìwọ wá síbí.
You will discover.
Wàá mọ̀.
That it is very true.
Wípé òótọ́ ni.
Bible Pattern Church is a church.
Ó jẹ́ ìjọ.
That believe in what we preach.
Èyí tó gbàgbọ́ nínú ohun táwọn wàásù.
And we believe it so well.
A sì gbàgbọ́ dáradára.
That by the grace of God.
Pé nípa orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
That is what we practice.
Ohun tí àwa ń ṣe
lélẹ̀. All our sermons.
Gbogbo ìwàásù
wa. Especially at God quarters.
Pàápàá ní olú ìjọ.
Is recorded.
À ń ka sílẹ̀.
And through that.
Nípa èyí.
You have access to them.
O ní àǹfààní sí wọn.
In the form of.
Nípa.
Cassette.
Cassette.
In the form of CD.
Nípa ọ̀nà CD. like
this message now, by this time tomorrow, it will be available. You can get it and go back to listen to it. And between tomorrow and next tomorrow, you can hear this sermon on the internet. Because it will surely be on the internet between tomorrow and next tomorrow. And that is the same with all our Bible study, with all our sermons, with everything. So that anywhere you find yourself, Bible Pattern Church is there with you. If God permits me, in my sermon tomorrow, I may say one or two things more. I said we are going to pray tonight. And I've almost preached. But I will stop here so that we can pray. If you love Jesus Christ, tell me. If you love Jesus Christ, say it again. If you love Jesus Christ, tell your neighbor. If you love Jesus Christ, tell that word.
Hallelujah!
Can I hear you shout, my God is great, three times? My God is great. My God is great. My God is great. Very quickly, we lift up our voices and thank God for the provision of this place, so that we can fellowship here to the glory of God. Shall we begin to worship the Lord? Shall we honor Him? If you are outside, by the roadside, you are in your house, you are in your shop, you are hearing through CD or cassette, you can thank God. Thank God for this land. Thank God for this house. Thank God for the provision, so that we can worship God here, so that we can pray here, so that we can minister here and be a blessing to this community. Give thanks to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Actually, we can't just jump. Land here. I said we are fellowshipping here. Some people facilitated our coming here. We are going to thank God for all the landlords in this community. The head of this community, the chairman of landlord association, and all the landlords, everyone who contributed one way or the other to our coming to this place, that God will visit them with mercy, with goodness, with favor, with support, with provision, with assistance. Open your mouth and bless them. Everyone who has to do with our coming to this place, every one of them, bless them, reward them, do them good, command your favor, command your assistance, command your goodness upon their lives, command your goodness upon their lives, bless them, O Lord. Oluwa faye gba won, baba faye gba won, Oluwa shileku fun won. Open the door for them and bless them. In Jesus' name, we pray. We are going to pray for everyone who play any role in the building of this house. Amen. A Sophia was involved. Let God bless his family. We have bricklayers. We have carpenters. We have letter painters. Even tiler. Electrician. Name them. Everyone who contributed to the building of this place, that God will build their lives, that God will build their homes, that God will support them. Open your mouth and pray for them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu la gbadura.
Let me tell you.
Je nso fun o.
All the landlords.
Gbogbo awon onile.
And people living in this community.
Awon to gbe ladugo yi.
I have visited this place many times.
Won ti be ibi iwo to
igba. I was here before we decided we are using this place.
Won ti wa ni bi ko to di pa pinu pa ma
lo ibi. I was here when we started to build.
Won wa ni bi nigba ta
bere si ko. As the building was going on.
Nigba ta nko le lo.
At one time or the other.
Igba kan tabi omiran.
I came here.
Won ma nwa bi.
From the junction there.
Lati ori ta lohun.
Down to this point.
Sitede isale
mi. This landlord.
Awon onile lo
to losi losi. This woman here.
Awon obere.
When they see you.
Nigba ti won ba lo wa ki o.
Ekabo.
Ekabo.
Hello. Ekpele o. They knew we are building. Here. They knew we can make noise. They knew we could disturb them. None of them have said, no, you cannot be there. No, you cannot come here. We now pray that as they accept us, God will accept them. Goodness will accept them. Faithful will accept them. Support will accept them. Open your mouth and pray for all of them. Bless them, O Lord. Bless them, O Lord. Visit them with your mercy. Visit them with your goodness. Visit them with your support. And bless them. Bless them. Bless them, O Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are going to pray that our coming to this place will be peace, will be joy, will be progress, will be prosperity, will be goodness, will be mercy. Our coming to this area will be a blessing for the people of this community. Begin to pray like that. It will be a blessing to every house, every family, every person, every child, elderly people, young people, indigents, sojourners, rulers, leaders, landlords, tenants, their family members. Our coming here will be healing to the sick, will be joy to the sorrowful, will be peace to the troubled. In Jesus' name we pray. Now look at me. Open your eyes. Let's start our walk. This is the one we come to do here. Who knows if Jesus will come tomorrow? And the one will end tomorrow. We can't wait till tomorrow before starting. The one we come to do in this area, let's start at once. You will look to the left, to the front, to the back, and command Satan to stop work in every house in this community. To stop work. Sicknesses to stop work. Trouble to stop work. Confusion to stop work. Demons to stop work. Wizards and wizard to stop work. And she was and today we have arrived. We have come. Come to destroy your world. Satan, you cannot continue in this community. Now that we are here, stop war in the name of Jesus. Stop war in the name of Jesus. Stop it now. Stop it now. Release the sick. Release the bandits. Everyone you are troubling, trouble them no more in the name of Jesus. Alakasanda kachiko lalabasanda varoba say. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus, when he sent his disciples, he told them that every house you approach, if there is a child of peace there, let your peace come upon it. There are a lot of children of peace in this community. We are going to pray. You will point to the left, to the back, to the front, all the houses, from here to the end, that side, end this side, the whole of this community, the whole of Iju, the whole of Ishaga, you will command peace. Enter this house. Joy, enter this house. Healing, enter this house. Goodness, enter this house. Begin to say it. Say it like you are entering the house yourself. Say it like you are entering each of the houses yourself. Goodness, enter the house. Evil, go away. trouble go away. Wahala, go away. Go away in the name of
Jesus.
You are replaced with the mercy of God, with the goodness of God, with the favor of God, with the kindness of God. Oh, la kasanda baros, adi sanda kashi. Obina masanda kaila la mashiko no baba kuda sinda karo masende vala la mashiko na ba ramasanda kaila la mashiko lolo bosene o ramasende vaka la mashiko na baba. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to say that now that we have come to this area, no evil will visit this community. No disaster will visit this community. Their air, their water will not turn to poison. Their food will not turn to poison. Only goodness will operate in this area. Begin to pray like that. In every house, in every family, in the life of the landlords, all the tenants, all the children, all the teenagers, all the young people, and all the elderly in this community, only goodness, only goodness, only mercy will visit them. In Jesus' name we pray. We are now going to pray that this opening revival will be an open door in this area, in the life of everyone partaking of this program, in the life of all the members of this church, in the life of all the people of this community. Open door to healing. Open door to joy. Open door to prosperity. Open door to progress. Open door to increase. Oh, you begin to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Tomorrow,
Ola,
we'll pray more. And God will answer. I want to stop here because we don't want to keep you too long. You heard us afar off today. You have an idea. You have an idea now of what we come here to do. We come here to bless. We will never curse. We come here to do good. We will never do evil here. We come here to show love. We will never hate anybody. Even the people of this area, those who come and those who don't come, we have come to love everybody. I want to encourage you to be part of the fellowship tomorrow. You can drop whatever you have to do for 2 hours, 1.5 hours. We are true. Make sure tomorrow you come and you are part of the blessing, and it shall be well with you. You know what we do before I pray? What do you desire? What do you want God to do for you under this 3-day program? Tell God what you desire. That before the end of this program, do this for me. Sicknesses will be healed. Deliverance will be administered. Graces will be bestowed. Power will manifest. For yourself. In Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Orúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
All the visitors in the house.
Gbogbo àlejò nínú ilé.
You're welcome.
Akiyi kaabo.
Tomorrow.
Lọ́la.
I'll be praying specially, I promise you.
Ma gbàdúrà lọ́nà àkànṣe mo sì
ní fún yín. Specially for all the visitors.
Fún gbogbo àwọn àlejò.
I'll be blessing you in the name of the Lord.
Ma fún yín ní orúkọ Olúwa.
Please try to be part of the program of tomorrow.
Ẹgbẹ̀rún àti kópa nínú ìpàdé.
If you are hearing me from afar,
I'll
be blessing you tomorrow specially.
Àmọ́ máa bùkún yín lọ́la lọ́nà àkànṣe.
Under the program.
Lábẹ́ ìpàdé.
Close your eyes and let us pray.
Bí ojú rẹ ká gbàdúrà.
Father, we love you.
Baba, fẹ́ràn yín.
We thank you so much.
A máa dúpẹ́ púpọ̀ o.
For meeting us the way you have met us tonight.
Tẹ́ ẹ bá wa pàdé lọ́nà tẹ́ ẹ gbà bá
wa. Thank you for the success of this program.
A dúpẹ́ fún àṣeyọrí ìpàdé yìí.
Glory be to your name in Jesus' name.
Òkú ni fún orúkọ yín lórúkọ Jésù.
I pray.
Mo gbàdúrà.
Everything we have said in our prayer.
Gbogbo tí a ti sọ nínú àdúrà wa.
Bring them to fulfillment.
Ẹ mú wọn wá sí ìmúṣẹ.
Everyone we have. Tonight,
olúkúlùkù àwọn tá a ti bùkún
látàlẹ̀. May they be blessed indeed.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí wọn ó jẹ́ alábùkún
fún ní tòótọ́
ní orúkọ Jésù.
Father,
Baba,
as we shall be going out of this place.
Bí a ó ṣe máa fi ibí yìí sílẹ̀.
Cause your goodness.
Ẹ mú kí ire yín.
Your favor.
Ojúrere yín.
Your mercy.
Àánú yín.
To go with us.
Ó máa bá wa lọ.
We are coming back tomorrow.
A padà á bọ̀ lọ́la.
We will not be hindered.
A ò ní lè dí wa
lọ́wọ́. We will not be prevented.
A ò ní lè dè wá lọ́nà.
No if it will happen.
Ibi kankan ò ní sẹ́lẹ̀.
Like we have told you.
Bí a ti sọ fún yín.
Our coming to this
wíwá
area.
Wíwá wa sí àdúgbò yìí.
Make it open door.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó jẹ́ sísí ilẹ̀kùn.
Make it illumination.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí ó jẹ́ títan ìmọ́lẹ̀.
Make it peace.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó jẹ́ àlàáfíà.
Make it progress.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó jẹ́ ìgbéga.
Make it prosperity.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó jẹ́ ọrọ̀.
Make it blessing.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó jẹ́ ìbùkún.
Healing to the sea.
Ìwòsàn fún àwọn aláìsàn.
Joy to the sorrowful.
Ayọ̀ fún àwọn onírọ̀bìnú jẹ́.
Peace to the trouble.
Àlàáfíà fún àwọn onírora.
Make it abundance of peace.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó jẹ́ àlàáfíà.
For this community.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ fún àdúgbò yìí.
Let there be light.
Kí ìmọ́lẹ̀ ó sì
tàn ní
àdúgbò yìí.
Let it be an end.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó jẹ́ òpin.
To the activities of Satan.
Fi ṣe iṣẹ́ Sàtánì.
And his agents.
Ni àtàwọn alábàáṣepọ̀ rẹ̀. A fẹ́ràn yín.
Bless all the children.
Ẹ bùkún gbogbo ọmọdé.
In this community.
Nínú àdúgbò yìí.
All the elderly.
Gbogbo àwọn arúgbó.
All the youths.
Àwọn ọ̀dọ́.
All the teenagers.
Àwọn ọ̀dọ́.
Every father.
Gbogbo bàbá.
Every mother.
Gbogbo ìyá.
Every landlord.
Gbogbo onílé.
And every tenant.
Àti àwọn ajálẹ̀
gbé.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Thank you, Father.
Ẹ ṣe o bàbá.
Because we know you will do it.
Tó pa àmọ̀
pé ẹ
máa
ṣe. Give glory.
Ẹ ṣe ká ẹ gba gbogbo
ògo. Jesus name.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
I have prayed.
Ni mo ti gbàdúrà.
Let somebody say amen again.
Amen.